Good afternoon, everyone. Calling this special meeting of the Story County Board of County Commissioners to order. The first order of business, if anybody has a cell phone or otherwise, please disable it so that it doesn't interrupt the meeting. And then if you'll join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We're joined by Ian Maddox. All right. Item number three is the discussion and possible action, the approval of the agenda for today's date, October the 9th, 2014.
I could do that. There being no comment. Anybody get it?
Any comment? Okay. A motion. I'll second that. It's been moved to a second to approve today's agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And should we have the record reflect that Commissioner Gilman is not present at the meeting?
Very good. Madam Clerk? Very good. All right. We're going to move along now to item number four, discussion of possible action, the approval of easement to Nevada Department of Transportation to maintain portion of USA Parkway and operate it as a public highway. You want to take that back?
Our district attorney actually is going to kind of cover the first three. I will just simply say, in working with officials from NV Energy, this is merely a cleanup item that we need to finalize before taking action on the next two subsequent items. Okay?
All right. Very good. Mr.
Okay. And this will cover the first three, and then if there's any more drawing that needs to be done in the fourth one, I'll let the county manager do it, seeing as how you can see my skills at illustrating things. In any event, the first one is an easement. There's basically, I guess you could say, three sections here. This is I-80 here. Can everybody back there see me okay? This is I-80. This is a Lyon County line. This is USA Parkway. This section right here is the improved parts of USA Parkway that exists now that have been dedicated to the county. This is the unimproved part. The state's NDOT's intent is to buy this section of unimproved, and once we reconvey this section from TRI, and then we'll continue to own this section, but the state's going to take over maintenance of all of it. So because they'll own this, we don't need to give them any easement to maintain on this once they've bought that from TRI. But they want us, in order for them to maintain, to have a maintenance agreement on this. Plus, before we give the maintenance agreement, Nevada Power came to us, or Sierra Pacific, whichever, and asked us to, I guess, probably clean it. It just surprises me that Nevada Power didn't have all these easements already, but they want to make sure they have utility easements and part of the roadway that we will still own before we give the maintenance agreement to the state. Apparently, that helps them whenever they have to go back in and do any utility work in the roadway. So the first one is we're giving a utility easement to Sierra Pacific, doing business, I guess, as Nevada Power, on this section of the roadway. The second one, we are giving a maintenance easement to the state for this portion that we'll continue to own. And then lastly, we'll be reconveying this section of the road to the state of Nevada, which will then
to try,
which will then be sold to the state. And I guess the ultimate plan would be for the state to take it all over. But in the interim, they'll maintain it all. We'll continue to own this section. So are there any questions about that at all?
May I? Okay. We know how much we're going to save by having MDOT take over.
The first estimate, that's a rather complicated way for me to get around to it. The first estimate in the first year alone, not even looking at pavement maintenance, but simply snow and ice removal, weed removal, those types of things, litter removal, to deal with the new Tesla opportunity on that road, our cost impact estimate was about $1.5 million for the first year. Now, some of that was equipment. What this does, if I may now add to Bill's just slightly, is, and you have this in your last resolution, you can actually see it, but there's a road soon after you enter the park right here that basically takes a big, long loop around, and it's currently called Portofino Drive. Tesla sits, and I'm even a worse artist than...
Yeah, up at that apex.
You know, Tesla sits about in here on 1,000 acres, and that's obviously not to scale. And there is one more keynote in here. That's Sydney. Right about here is where Walmart is. Mm-hmm. So historically, we have made our highest priority for snow and ice removal, which I might point out the storms are interesting. If there could be 1 inch on the ground out here and 6 inches out there,
yep.
Or it could be sunny sometimes even here. Mm-hmm. But we made this our highest priority so the Walmart trucks can get in and out. And now we can take all of our assets, all of our labor, and instead of focusing on that, make this road our highest priority, actually probably literally just about that road, because they're going to do some, the current plan is to basically do some loop around for ingress, egress, but this road will be secondary at best. But we can take basically all of our assets and focus on what I hope will become Electric Avenue here in a bit. So $1.5 million in the first year, and Bill, I would tell you, untold down the road to not have to resurface this entire section, to have no maintenance responsibilities for the interchange in Washoe County or the bridge. It's difficult to count hard numbers because you'd have to get an assessment of the highway pavement and put numbers to that, but it's a moment, I guess.
Well, and
the other thing I want to add, particularly to the first item relative to the utility easements, is a couple of things. One is, you know, I think we all know what NV Energy really means to us with our presence just adjacent to the park. It was not very many years ago, 7 or 8 years, that, you know, our utility company invested $500 million in just one additional generation station. Mm-hmm. I work with them very frequently, especially Jeff Brigger, on economic development deals. I can tell you that as the Tesla deal was coming together, Jeff was a big player, and NV Energy was a big player. Most of you have not had the opportunity to meet Paul Caudill, who is the new bigwig out there, the president and CEO. This is a very business-minded utility now, and it's refreshing, but they're at the table. They're adjusting rates wherever they're allowed to by law. At one point in time, while Tesla was grading, there were as many NV Energy utility trucks already rerouting transmission lines and distribution lines in and around the facility as there was earth-moving equipment. So the NV Energy has been phenomenal to work with. And also, I've reached out to them and Linda and another gentleman, Mark Sullivan, and I had a meeting yesterday, as a matter of fact. And we're trying to work together on developing a franchise agreement that fits the county, that when, you know, certain things come up and we find the need to move a power pole, not so much out in Tri, that's pretty wired, but throughout the rest of the county, we occasionally need to move power poles in and around some of our operations, or for some folks, they're gonna help work with us on a franchise agreement. So that's kind of the history behind number four.
You know, and if I could just add something here, because I've heard all of this talk, you know, I think one guy got on television from the Manufacturers Association was talking about how we were going to be a rich little county now that Tesla was coming in. And he obviously didn't read SB1, and then I think even Amity at one point said, well, we still have the sales tax. Well, he obviously didn't read SB1, but the bottom line is there's little, if no immediate benefit other than having one of the foremost car manufacturing, the new car manufacturing companies in your county, and what that adds to other people that are going to come in. But right now, we own this road and we have to maintain it. We are also on the book pursuant to the public-private partnership agreement that we have with TRI to finish the road to Lyon County.
Now we're not going to have to do that. That would probably be several million dollars, I assume, to go ahead and finish that roadway. So bottom line is, we no longer are going to have to do that because the state's going to buy it. And we're no longer going to have to maintain any of this, whatever that costs. So
yeah.
We are getting a direct benefit from the Tesla deal. And that's, as far as I can tell, basically what it is. But it's no small benefit because it saves us the cost of maintaining and the cost of extending USA Parkway all the way out to the county line. So
that'll be $10 million a mile.
Well, it wouldn't be cheap to finish it. We'd have to pay for it, and now we're not going to have to because the state's going to do it. And plus, I would imagine this probably is going to expedite the completion of USA Parkway by a couple of years, I would imagine, at least from what I've heard from NDOT a few times we've talked to them. They were talking 17, 18, and I get the feeling now it's going to be a lot quicker than that. So any more questions?
So there's absolutely no financial disadvantage of Story County not retaining this road?
None whatsoever, because we get rid of the maintenance. Plus, we're getting rid of having to pay for the extension of it out to the county line. So this is all, there's no finance, no fiscal impact on us.
Yeah, that's great.
Any discussion on this, item 4? Okay, I'm going to make one correction. I read off the first agenda, and this is the amended agenda, so that item 4 was actually approve utility easements up above and below the ground to Sierra Power and the Energy for portions of the county-owned property along USA Parkway. So I just make that. So hearing no any other discussion, ask for motion.
No, I'm good on Linda's items. You have anything you want to comment on, Linda? I'm good with it, but...
Okay, I'll just make a quick comment.
I know what you're doing out there.
Well, thank you. Linda said NV Energy. I just want to express our appreciation to the county and staff for the partnership, cooperation we've had over the years on a lot of challenging projects, and really appreciate their time and effort. Mr. Whitten and Mr. Maddox covered this item well. I don't have anything to add. We'll also just add that we appreciate the working relationship we've had with the Tri-Center, because there's a lot of activity that has been going on and more to come, so we want to be there to accommodate all the electrical needs they'll have. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you, Linda.
Thanks, Linda.
Any other discussion on item 4? This time, call for a motion.
Yeah, I would motion then to approve the utility easements above and below ground to Sierra Pacific and NV Energy for the portions of the county-owned property along the USA Parkway.
I'll second your motion. Motion and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And the motion carries. Thank you. Moving along now to item number 5, discussion of possible action. The approval of easement to Nevada Department of Transportation to maintain portion of USA Parkway and operate it as a public highway.
I'll be very brief because I think Bill did an excellent job. Again, this is the section that we will be, that is not in play here. This is the section that is inclusive of the interchange.
Mm-hmm.
In order for us to be interested in this, we hung tough during discussions and basically said, take us off the hook for maintenance. This is what this action does, is MDOT agrees, hopefully next Monday at their transportation board hearing, that they will take maintenance of this portion of USA Parkway from us through granting of a maintenance easement in perpetuity. And specifically, we got the word in perpetuity put in there.
Very good. Any discussion on this item? Hearing none, I'll call for a motion.
Okay. Motion would be to approve the easement to MDOT to maintain portion of USA Parkway and operate it as a public highway.
I'll second that. Motion and second to approve this. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And the motion carries. So moving along now to item number 6, discussion of possible action. Approval of resolution 14-411. Determine that the maintenance of portions of USA Parkway are unnecessarily burdensome to county and approving reconveyance to its former owner pursuant to NRS 244-290.
Okay.
Pat?
And again, Bill did such a great job. So now we're dealing with this section.
That junk. Yep.
Okay? This is the section that we have taken dedication of from Trog. And I'm going to kind of just give you a reference point here. This is the interchange, obviously. This is basically right now, as we know it, the end of development in Tri as far as commercial buildings. Mm-hmm. The southernmost, if you will, allow this angle to be south. The southernmost current build-out is the Zulily building, a 702,000 square foot building that is going up here. U.S. ordinance is right here, and pretty much everything then fans out through the remainder of the park. This portion is paved out to the end of now Portofino. But there's nothing going on out there right now. So, in essence, even trying to maintain it is you're almost chasing your own tail in many respects. So that's the approach to the burdensome part. And again, it's worth giving up this to simply get rid of all the maintenance and the future costs, as Bill mentioned.
That's great. Thank you. All right. Anybody, any discussion on this item?
I'd like to go ahead and read the resolution title before you make a motion.
Okay.
So it's clear on the record because we need to definitely make a finding. And the resolution title is a resolution pursuant to NRS 244290 determining that maintenance of portions of USA Parkway are unnecessarily burdensome to the county and that reconveyance to Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, LLC, would be in the best interest of the county and its residents, and authorizing a representative of the board to issue a written offer of reconveyance of portions of USA Parkway to Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, LLC, and if said offer is accepted, to execute a deed of reconveyance and cause said deed to be recorded. So that's the resolution.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. Mr. Maddox? That being said, I have a motion on this.
Okay. Motion then is to approve resolution 14411 determining that maintenance of portions of USA Parkway are unnecessarily burdensome to the county and approving reconveyance to its former owner pursuant to NRS 244.290.
And I'll second that motion. Been moved and seconded to approve Resolution 14-411. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And the motion carries. Item number 7, discussion and possible action, approval of Resolution 14-412, which renames Portofino Drive to Electric Avenue and confirms the address of Tesla Motors and their affiliated partners manufacturing in Story County.
Pat? Mr. Chairman, I'll just briefly point out all of what is now Portofino. And that is this entire loop. It starts very shortly after you enter the park and then loops around to Pavement End right now. And then the company will own 1,000 acres plus. Tesla, I can't stress, after 20 years in Bank of America and working with a lot of corporate giants out at the park, I don't know that I've ever come across such a dynamic, fun company to work with, professional at every level. And in discussions literally the day after the special session that Commissioner Gilman and I had together with Chris, as I recall, the topic of addressing came up. And we offered, typically the way street names happen out in Tri right now is the developer and the developer's agents pick names such as USA Parkway, Portofino, Germany Circle, Sydney, not going to go on and on, Britain. They pick those names while they're in the process of developing them. And then at the end, under our developer agreement and capital improvement plan with the developer, they deed those over to the county, we then own those roads. We do own Portofino, we offered up to Tesla that they could name it any darn thing they wanted, from Tesla Way to you name it, and Mr. Musk and Kevin and Dermot and others decided that Electric Avenue would be the name that they would desire. So we are asking for a resolution to rename all of Portofino as Electric Avenue, and I think it's important to note that there are no other structures on
Portofino right now that would have to readdress business cards, letterhead, billings, or anything like that. Parcels have been sold, I believe, but there are no addressing issues that your change here would create.
Very good.
And before you enter into any comment or anything, I will be the same as Mr. Maddox. I will read the title of the resolution, but I want to take note that when Mr. Maddox does a resolution, it's like 90 words minus 5, and it is a resolution renaming Portofino Drive. And since the agenda item does mention confirming their address, they've asked for the address to simply be Gigafactory, Electric Avenue, Sparks, Nevada, 89434. And the U.S. Postal Service has already kind of raised its head and said, well, we need a number assigned to it. And our answer back was, you can't find a 1,000-acre industrial complex. If you can't find that, you guys really are in trouble. So we're confirming that address as well.
About just one?
They just want it known as Electric Avenue. They are.
That's great. Is there a public comment on this item?
I want to call it Nicola instead of electric.
Nicola has come on.
Ms. Bart, come on up.
And I do have a question on it. And maybe, Bob, you know the answer to this. What when you change a street name, how do we do that to get all our mapping and GIS and all that stuff? Does anybody... Because that needs to be...
I think I can answer that.
Do you?
Once this resolution is signed, a copy will be given to Dean to give to the Sparks. I think it's the postmistress, not the postmaster. So we get that handled through them. Then we go into through our GIS group working out of Douglas County, and we give them the update. In fact, I already updated Far West this morning in a meeting we were at in anticipation of this. But we give it to our GIS, and then they begin feeding the information to the Google Maps, to the Google Maps and those types of things.
To all the emergency services. And
yep. We've already clued in our computer-assisted dispatching software. Now has this particular address listed, and we also have the ability to do what's known as an alias. So the alias will refer to it as Portofino Drive.
That was going to be
and it does take time. It's just like we're still living with new addresses and old addresses in Virginia City. So, but we have already begun the process of anticipating this and working with folks.
Okay. Right. Come on up.
Nicole Bard, Highlands resident. It's a nit, but it's an important nit. In the packet that got sent out, the zip code is 89440.
Excuse me. And Angela actually pointed that out to me, and I apologize for that. The resolution is correct. My staff report, I was probably doing it either late at night or early in the morning, and I put the Virginia City P.O. box, so the staff report should be corrected. And thank you both for pointing that out.
Any other public comment on this?
Okay, after hearing the resolution read, call for a motion on this.
Motion to approve resolution 14412, which renamed Portofino Drive to Electric Avenue and confirms the address of Tesla Motors and their affiliated partners manufacturing in Story County.
I'll second your motion. Being moved and second to approve resolution 14-412. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you. Moving along now to item number 8, board comments. Commissioner Shevega.
Hey, we, meaning Hugh and I, went down this morning and met with Dwight Millard and Kevin Ray and Department of Taxation to figure out the real number on this quarter percent sales tax for the VNT. And the number that everyone agreed to is $1,042,254. And we spent, about an hour and a half, something like that. In that meeting, we did identify some, a number of concerns. On the ballot question itself, all it did basically by voting yes was to extend the original 0.25% sales tax. It changed nothing else. And that was the way the question was worded. So the way it was presented to the public wasn't necessarily true. Apparently, nobody read the ballot question, I guess, or the interlocal agreement. So we're going to get our legal team together, and with the Mr. Michael Smiley Rowe, and get the interlocal redone, I guess. And Ann, I think this is probably going to extend well beyond the first of the year. So you probably need to stay pretty much up on this because it is complex. And beyond that, I think we're going to remain at this point pretty confidential on the rest of what went on down there. Okay. So we get this a little bit further along. Great. That's all I have.
Thank you. In regards to the actions taken by the board today of going ahead and taking care of these utility easements, the reconveyance of the USA Parkway. On Tuesday's meeting, we were quizzed quite a bit on what Story County is getting out of this deal, and since there's no tax revenue there. And I think this item alone of not having the maintenance expense from going from whenever NDOT's board approves this, going forward, is going to save this county millions of dollars in maintenance costs. So, although we're not getting the property taxes up front now, or sales tax up front now, this alleviates us from, as it says right in the document, a burdensome expense. Yeah. I think this is a good start for us. So.
Well, of course, we know negotiations are still ongoing, and
that's right. This is a very good start, I think.
Not for public dissemination.
A big tax liability off of the taxpayers of the county. All right. Very good. Next item up on our agenda is item number 9, which is public comment.
May I start? Since there is no staff comment, may I make public comment?
Heck yeah, you can.
Okay. Thank you. I'd like to also point out two more things. One is I also understand there was some question about why a special meeting, why this wasn't addressed on Tuesday. And the answer to that, I believe, was discussed on Tuesday from what I've heard. And that is simply these items came up after the closing of our agenda the Monday before that. In fact, the NV Energy one came up almost after the closing of the special agenda itself, which is why there was an amendment within the proper time frames. And as I have said repeatedly, one of the things that attracts businesses like Tesla and others to Story County is the speed and efficiency of government. And as I have mentioned over and over again, we will be calling for special meetings as need be to meet the time demands of Tesla or others that we're dealing with to take care of this. So I would tell the public and the commission respectfully to expect additional special meetings, particularly when we're having one scheduled meeting a month, you know, versus two possibly in November and December. Second off, he has plenty of agents to speak for him here, but gentlemen who not only missed Tuesday's meeting, but today's meeting, I would like to say he isn't happy about that, but he's ecstatic right now. On Tuesday, Lance asked myself and a very small team of Chief Hames and Dean Haymore to travel down south to tour a facility that is interested in us, and us being Story County, Northern Nevada, and the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. And apparently the interest was so high that today that very same owner is in Northern Nevada discussing it in depth with Lance. So, and I'm not at liberty to mention any specifics about the company because all of us have signed the compulsory non-disclosure agreements. But I can tell you that the Tesla opportunity has now given us other opportunities which are in some respects, in many respects, equally as exciting. So, you know, I hope you will accept Commissioner Gilman's absences occasionally, and he knows it's in good hands. He told me that this morning when I was out at the park.
Well, actually, at Tuesday's meeting, I also explained that the obvious absences of staff members that were out of here, and I explained as a roadshow, mm-hmm. because that's what we're doing. We're selling Story County to these large corporations, and I explained that they should expect to see these absences in the future as well, because this is it's just like news is just getting lit with Tesla. So
sounds like for the next couple of months we need to keep our social secretaries all in contact with each other.
I was hoping you'd wait until after January 5th.
Any other public comments? Ms. Bard.
Nicole Bard Highlands. Bill, thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome.
No. The report, and I'm ecstatic to hear the progress that you've made with the Rail Commission on those funds. It's been a long road getting there. And, you know, if we can get back even half of that money, that would be great. Don't know how we're going to use it. I'm looking forward to see how that works. But I know that you and I know Pat, when he sent that email in November, have been working this and am very pleased that this is headed towards a very positive outcome for us.
The big barrier was getting all three entities agreeing on that same number, and that was basically what I had hoped to achieve this morning, and I think we got a little more than that done too, but we'll get that out when it's
okay. No, just wanted to say, because that's okay. Big stuff. Thanks. Okay.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Seeing none, this meeting is adjourned.
Okay.